until this business of Skagit, that takes, starts January 1st, when you came here. Sounds like what they're doing is, they put it out to the fire departments in four different cities, and upriver is still private. But they're contracting out, is what they're doing.
Contracting?
Yeah, contacting Skagit County. So, the county's still collecting the levy. But they were, instead of all merging, you know, contracting, not dissimilar from what the town's doing right now. So it'd be interesting to learn a little more about. They can still merge, and part of merging is getting finances under control, cleaning things up, and again, good leadership is paramount to this.
And I agree with you. I think that public safety for San Juan County, I don't come from a fire background, and I don't come from, I mean, I'm not an EMT either. I'm not a medical background. To me, they're two different things. To me, healthcare and the individuals are trained very different than somebody that's going into a fire or working an accident at a scene. They do overlap in provisions, but they handle the individuals or the environment in two very different ways. So whether it is the consolidation of, well, it goes underneath fire, it goes, I like the term public safety just because I think it's an more overreaching term of services that needs to be in this environment, because there's even a portion of the residents of the county that do not even have either service other than what they provide, you know, because you can't get to them because of the water. So there's even residents that are missing services, and some of them are still paying for it. The service has, the EMS side has been not governed, in my estimation, appropriately, in looking at their decision-making process, and I'll go even as recent as today. You know, they were there and they're making budgetary feelings on not data, but just gut feelings, and which just astonishes me. But so I think that if we can, if this group can look at it, I don't know what the efficient way to get it cleaned up is, because it may never. The other side of it, it seems like right now the fire side is a much better governed body than what the EMS side is, in my appreciation of how their governance runs, their decision-making processes, their budget and so forth, their financial status and so forth. I think that the only thing that's going to make sense to most of the people out there is the financial side. You talk about training and you talk about getting better services, but I think for the most part, people out there are getting the service that
they don't understand the difference between whether the fire truck rolls up.
Exactly right. They call 911. They get an ambulance. Whether it's 6 minutes or 8 minutes, they get an ambulance. At some point, they get a fire truck. So the only way you're going to be able to make what I perceive to be a need or a change, because if it's going to take levies and it's going to take votes, they're going to look at it from a financial side. They're probably not going to look at it from any other way. You're not, you know, again, I heard tonight, well, we need two EMTs because it's going to save us. You know, I'm, as the manager, I can't really tell you how much time it's going to save us. I mean, that's what the statement was today at the meeting. The management would not commit to any type of savings by adding two EMTs. And the board seemed to accept it. They seemed to accept it. And, I mean, that was my impression. it should be built on data, and the data is there. It's very simple. I mean, you know where the calls are, you know what the run times are, you know if there was somebody based here, it takes that much time to drive there, and they could get out the door in this much time, because what it's been, it could be very data-driven, and nothing of the decision-making process has been data-driven. How do we get that out of this group, you know, to make those recommendations? I don't know. I do believe that at the end of the day, the county is going to be better off with this consolidated system, because it'll have many advantages in multiple areas. And it can be done. The sheriff's doing it. It can be done. So in my estimation, we need to build that system, at least as a recommendation out of this organization.
I agree, as long as you recognize that if the people that are currently on one commission or the other aren't doing the job, or are doing a better job over here than they are, that's not reason to do the change. Because next time,
agreed,
the difference might be the
it
other
could
way
just
around,
be flipped.
Just as screwed up.
And that's, I think, even more
so
more important why you have to fundamentally build it with good, sound reasoning.
Right.
And then put it out there, and then, you know, if there are 6 of 8 commissioners that are going to be running, they take it, and that's what they build their campaign on. Good common sense. So, anyways, I think that the governance piece and so forth has to be dealt with as a fundamental to this. And I do believe that at the end of the day, public safety consolidation is going to be better off than standalone entities.
I think it's also safer to not recommend that we move this over to fire or something because it's going to save money. Because the answer is it may not. In the end. I mean, hopefully it will. I'd like to think it will.
Yeah,
but that may not be the driver. If it were the driver, you're going to get judged.
Well, and I think that's where we
a year from now,
we need to put down some numbers.
I heard you say, Rick, is you're concerned if it doesn't save money, that the public is going to say, why are we doing it?
Yeah, they're not going to. And I'm going to say that there are 1,400 calls in Orcas at 2.2, 2.3, and there's 1,400 calls on San Juan at 3.5, 3.9.
With a longer response time.
I'm going to say that there's probably some financial opportunities.
Yes.
Just, you know, looking at
the downside is that in order to achieve more efficient and better operations, you're now talking about something that goes beyond our charge again. Because you're going to start finding, here's how you're going to have to organize within the operation to achieve some cost efficiencies. And that's not what we're doing, or it shouldn't be.
See, I disagree with you. I think we should.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about changing, you know, which governance of EMS was going to have, the agency in the future, not how they should staff engines or how they should staff ambulances or how they should staff fire halls or, you know, any of the rest of that stuff. That's operational. I don't remember getting asked that question.
So I would suggest that, again, the 15,000 foot view.
Mm-hmm.
Not the 50,000 foot view, not the 300 foot view. I wouldn't suggest putting names or so forth, but I would suggest that if the group comes up with a recommendation of a structure, the recommendation of how this system ought to be, the advantages of coming together, which is what I think our charge is,
mm-hmm,
which is proportionally saying, you know what, you could probably do it for less here, here, and here as recommendations. Whether they choose to take those recommendations or so forth,
mm-hmm,
it's their choice. But I think if we just say, well, you ought to go to fire because why? You're not going to save money. You're not going to save training. You're not going to save whatever. You're just going to change governance. I mean, I think we have to be a lot more specific than that.
I think if we're setting up an opportunity for those savings, we should say that. But I think it's ultimately going to be their call. The chief makes the call, the commissioners make the call. We just say, you have opportunities for consolidation over here and saving on these fronts.
There you go.
And I'm happy to say that we should make that recommendation.
Yeah, I think we're saying the same.
I think you're right that we have to say that this is the reason for going down that road, but we don't tell them how to do it.
Oh, they're going to put the names to the paper. They're going to figure out that it's not this position, it's this position or whatever. But we need to give a framework, because if we're going to make any headway in a levy issue to get it passed, I mean, you heard the chair say that, you know, it was a close. And so if we've got to have some kind of reasoning why to do it, I think beyond then just training together and so forth, because you get it, he gets it, I probably get it less, and there's probably a whole lot of people out there that don't get it at all.
Yeah, so essentially, I mean, I could see us making our core recommendation that would be an ask to make, and then really putting some substantial information behind that and saying, you know, not only do we make that recommendation, but you should know, as we've had this discussion, we've learned a lot, and this is what we've learned. So in order for that to be successful, there's a lot that you have to consider here. And while you're there, we should be thinking a lot more than just next year or the year after that. We should be looking ahead.
Because I would like to say the last piece that really does strike home to me that I think we need to hit on is the governance of healthcare, which in my estimation, with what I heard, got shortchanged in at least Dr. Sullivan's presentation, that you know, there are concerns about the quality of healthcare, whether it be in a training fashion, a certification fashion, a delivery fashion, a time fashion, and so forth. That is a degradation to healthcare. And somehow having people that understand fire engines, people that don't understand healthcare, sitting in governance positions that can make decisions, I think we somehow have to try to comment on that. That's just my personal feeling to that piece of it.
Yeah, that did come up in the conversation, and one of the discussion items was maybe instead of a three-person fire commission, you have a five-person fire EMS commission with a couple of them being medical. And I hadn't even considered that before it came up.
No,
but I don't think it's a bad idea.
No, that was Scott, and Scott said, and also, you know, when you make your recommendation, have them set up their mission, vision, and value statement. Mm-hmm. And submitted as what is really their would see their charter as a long-term recommendation, or write the mission, vision, value statement of what the best organization going forward should be, you know, for both healthcare and or for public safety in delivery that we would look at for the.
I was a little surprised that Dr. Sullivan's comments with regard to medical control. I thought that was a little surprising in a bad way. By the way,
it's warm.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, and to a certain extent, we should try to address that in some form. How we do that, I'm not really sure. I would say, but yeah, right. I thought the idea. Scott's idea is as good as any.
Yeah. He certainly had some great ideas. So.
Is this helping?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's helping a lot. One of the things you can do when you're on a jury, we're about halfway through a trial, you just want to kind of stop and get all the jurors together and say, hey, can we just chat real quick? Where are we all at?
Maybe we can shorten this whole process.
Halfway to the end, you get to the end, it's finally like this, like this relief to have everybody just talk for a little bit. It's like, oh, all right, I thought it was that. Yeah, no, I think that's really helpful. And I think it kind of gives us an idea as we're trying to put these pieces together of how that might look or how this might all start to fit together and how we get to the end, to the finish line.
Mm-hmm. Warren is coming.
Oh!
Nathan, do you have the charge that was made in, remember the three?
I do.
And then there was a discussion about the charge and how broad, over the top of the charge. More information than we had to put in the charge. Do you think that was in that discussion?
I have the original motion as well to establish this committee.
Yeah, right here.
Should we read it?
Yeah.
To examine emergency service delivery as it is currently delivered. That by providing a community-based perspective, the Health Commissioners of San Juan County Fire District 3 and Public Hospital District Number 1, San Juan Island EMS, Town of Friday Harbor, more fully understand the costs and benefits to the community of potential consolidation of the two agencies.
Yeah, so that just isn't the two. Yeah. It's the whole community. The bigger question. Yeah. I was very specific.
Yeah, it is the long view. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I was very specific that it was a bigger umbrella than just the two of us.
Can I comment?
Sure. Yeah, please.
I recall in either your first or second meeting, I recall very clearly you guys discussing the charge, basically coming to the conclusion, I'll put it more bluntly than the way you guys expressed it, I think you meant it, was the hell of the charge, we need to look at what's real here and what we actually need to address. And my argument would be that's where you still ought to be. And listening, George and Rick, to you, I think if you don't do what Rick is suggesting, which is have your recommendation include some kind of a suggested framework, you're going to lose people. I mean, I've been following closely since early 2015, the hospital commission was involved in the last levy effort, voted against the earlier ones because I thought the finances were out of control. If all you were to do is to say, let's just switch who's in charge, I'm still to a large degree where Dan's talking about is, what the hell is that, dude? And as George just said, the leadership can flip in the next election. I think you've got, if you want to convince the voters, you and the public, whether it's the vote or not, you've got to provide some kind of a structure that you recommend will address these issues. And it is part of the argument for a consolidation. Otherwise, I think you're not going to get anything.
Yeah, almost any change we make is going to need a vote of the people. Because I don't think there's any chance that we're just going to
do
nothing to the levies. And as soon as you do anything to the levies, it's going to take a vote.
Yeah. It triggers the conga line.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, the whole annexation of the town, all the rest of that stuff falls out of whether or not you want to go, you know, how far you can take that.
Now we're going to have a new interim chief. Mm-hmm. Some of the time. Be looking for another possibly interim chief. That's going to throw a monkey wrench into all of this.
And yet there's no end date for the current chief, which is another thing that can be tonight. I was
sitting
there and you say, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, it's a little squishy.
It is, but I do agree with George on that point. We're not about to name chiefs. We're going to go 15 or 10,000 feet.
Yeah.
And whatever they take, we're going to.
Well, I'm actually okay with starting at 30 or 40,000 feet. Say, here's what we'd like to think, like long term. This is the ultimate. You know, you articulated a nice vision, and you know, now here's what it's going to take to get us down the road a little ways. You know, beyond that, it's going to be up to the others in future years who are commissioners of the various agencies to do whatever it is.
What might be nice, though, is to put a couple paragraphs in it or so, kind of directed towards an Orcas and a Lopez.
Sure.
To at least stimulate conversation of what something might look at as a consolidated public safety system, just to, you know, and...
I'm sure Orcas and Lopez would appreciate that.
No, I bet they would. I bet they would.
I'm sure they'll ignore it.
They're a different rock, but...
Doesn't matter what you think, but we should have it in there anyway.
But we should have it in there anyways, and then somebody can maybe start championing. You know what? So anyways.
It's all your fault, Mark.
No, I appreciate the comments. I mean, I think this discussion particularly is really helpful to us.
Well, it does ask that we, you know, help the commissioners more fully understand the costs and benefits. So absolutely, we have to do that. And we've had some thoughts on that. We don't have any numbers on that. So, sure. To the extent that we can get numbers on that, great.
So how much of the substance of how much of the roadmap do we build?
Really good question.
Do we just give them the reasons why, or do we also give them the how-tos to get there? And so, like what you're working on with the MRSC and the levies and those kinds of things. If we say, at the end of the day, public safety consolidation would be beneficial. Help. You discern whether it means EMS into fire or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you say, here's why. Training, personnel, equipment, capital, maybe operations. Then we stop it there? Or do we give them, okay, so here's how you would start the process. You would build the, you would solidify the financial piece of EMS. You would do this, you would do this, you would get the levy going here, you would do this and that. How much of that do we put into play?
I think it depends on how you frame it too, because in some ways, as I've tried to think through this, I can almost see a document saying, not how you would do it, but almost, hey, I know you guys want to, we're recommending this, and if you had to do it,
here's the steps.
You know you'd have to do this, because there's no way you could do this without doing that. And if you do that, by the way, you also have to do this. You should be totally aware that the implications of doing that means this.
Yeah, I think we've done a fair amount of that already in terms of the research we've been doing, is to say, if we wanted to do some of that, what would it take? And that's where we currently are thinking. Because you're right, just saying to the commission, yep, yeah, should move it over there. Nice document. Isn't really going to either explain why it's a good idea, or how to do it, or what the costs and benefits are, and all the things that I think actually are in the charge and should probably be doing. So, yeah, to that extent, I would say if we had the same vision, everybody says, ultimately, this county would benefit from an RFA. We need to at least make it possible to the extent that everybody on the other islands all agree that this is a good idea, too. So, to do that, all the islands have to look the same. And here's why and how. You do this, you do that, you do the other, and all the islands could, at some point, be an RFA if they wanted to. Right? I mean, if that's what you said, that would make sense. It's got the end point in mind, reasons for making some changes that would make it possible to get there. And then you get out of the nitty gritty and say, okay, that means annex a town, EMS into fire, make a one fire levy, whatever.
Yeah, and understand.
All those things. Right. And then you can get even more detail if you want. That means you have to have a vote like this, a vote like that, a vote like the other. It has to happen in this order. It has to be done this, this, and that. We have 3 years from having it.
So, Nathan, did you get all that? Because we're done. don't tell me you missed it now. Come on.
It's all on that interview
box. Don't let us down now.
Put the audio on the website. Good luck, guys.
Let's not do the whiteboard today. Okay.
Well, great.
Moving.
I think that really included a discussion of both agenda item 8 and 9, to a smaller extent, because we're gonna talk about those. So our next meeting is 28th.
28th, it's the week after.
Right.
Now, Chuck, we gotta go to 8:30, and it's only 8 o'clock. I feel like we're not even done anything.
All right, then. Let's we can keep forging on here, I guess, if you want.
I want to make sure that we're starting to collect the right amount of data to answer the questions that we need to answer to suggest that. I mean, I think we all gut feel that a public safety entity unified is the best way to go? Mm-hmm. At least today.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So whatever fire EMS is consolidated.
So San Juan Island Fire and EMS.
Yeah, because
consolidation.
That is our charge. Yes.
Because we've talked about a lot of things here.
I'm trying to start to come back down to the lower level.
2,000 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're down to a couple thousand feet. That's fine. I'm okay with that. I just want to make sure I understood you.
So right now, just gut check. Do we feel that at least that is probably sits a little bit higher than maybe not coming together and still being, because the only other alternative is that it stands alone the way it is, or is there another thing out there that EMS would
do? More under by a hospital district. It's not like it stands alone. It's not an EMS district. It's over here.
Well,
it's over here.
Yeah, so so it's underneath the hospital district. Yeah. I mean, it's really an entity of the hospital. In fact, the hospital district is actually the entity.
Right.
But does it set like that? Or is there something else that, is it just these two things? Or, you know, because when we whiteboarded a couple other columns. Do we even explore those other columns?
Well, I think almost all of the other columns were on the slim to none chance of success. For a variety of reasons.
So we think
contracting with AMR?
Not gonna happen.
So we think that to be the case.
That's my sense anyway.
Yeah. I'd agree with that answer.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So now it really sets hospital district, or it sets as a fire district kind of event.
Well, how I would put it is either they remain separate entities or it comes under one entity. So, because right now there are two entities.
Do we think that it needs to come underneath, or can it cause contract for services?
I think we get into a process question here. I think the first question may be whether it should, you know, remain under the hospital district or not. If the answer is no, we could move it as a levy under the fire district, or we could, you know, annex the town, move it over there by just eliminating the EMS levy and bumping the fire levy enough to pay for it. So you have a question of which method would you like to move it?
That still puts it underneath the fire.
Yep. I mean, that's the assumption, is it's either going to stay where it is in the status quo, or you're going to move it. Do you want to move the EMS levy over here, or do you want to eliminate the EMS levy, move the assets and the personnel over there, and have the fire levy bump up enough to cover it?
Right, but didn't we also talk about contracting services and services with the fire department?
But that would still be putting the services under one. The fire
department. But it keeps the levies apart.
It does.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the EMS levy would be separate, not in the hospital district, correct? If they're contracting, you would fire.
No, the hospital district is contracting services.
It would be a contract for service in the hospital district. Yeah.
So that's my question.
Is there a value to that? Is there a value to that?
Yes. And do we need to explore that at all?